It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Delhi and Shanghai. Coming up on the programme, crypto coming in from the cold. US legislators passed the Genius Act, which regulates stablecoins. So is this the Trump administration returning the favour to the big crypto backers who helped fund his campaign? And what are the risks of bringing unstable cryptos inside the regulatory tent? Also today, as pressure grows on the US Fed to cut interest rates, we hear from the Boston Fed boss. Uber joins a US EV maker in a plan to build its own fleet of robo-taxis, and co-owning with your friends as a way to deal with housing unaffordability. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US has said it did not support recent Israeli strikes on Syria this week, and that President Trump viewed the attacks with displeasure. The Israelis have bombed both the capital, Damascus, and the southern province of Ceuta, resuming such strikes only this evening, Thursday. Israel said it was acting to protect the Druze minority. Syria's ambassador to the United Nations, Qusi al-Dahak, condemned Israel's actions.
Syria categorically rejects the pretext used by the Israeli authorities to justify these acts of aggression. We affirm that such practices are merely an extension of the systematic policies of occupation aimed at undermining Syria's stability and dragging it into conflict.
The Patriarchate of Jerusalem, which oversees the only Roman Catholic church in Gaza, has condemned the Israeli shelling of the church, describing it as the targeting of innocent civilians and of a sacred place. It called for a complete end to this horrific war. A US State Department spokeswoman said it was an understatement to say President Trump was not happy. The Israeli Prime Minister said stray ammunition hit the church, killing three people, and Israel deeply regretted this. US officials have confirmed that President Trump has been diagnosed with a vein condition. Recent pictures of the president with swollen legs and ankles and heavy makeup in his hand prompted speculation about his health. From Washington, Sarah Smith.
The White House has sought to reassure people that the president is not suffering from any serious condition, saying that he's been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency, which his doctor said is a common condition, particularly in individuals over the age of 70. President Trump is 79. The White House spokesperson, Caroline Levitt, said there was no evidence of more serious conditions like deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease, and that additional examinations had identified no signs of heart failure, renal impairment, or systemic illness.
A prominent human rights group in El Salvador says it's been forced into exile by the authorities. The Cristosal group has been a strong critic of President Nayib Bukele's anti-gang crackdown. Will Grant reports.
As El Salvador's leading human rights organisation, Cristosal has been under increasing pressure from the government of President Nayib Bukele for several years. It culminated recently in the arrest of the organization's anti-corruption director, Ruth Lopez, who was detained by the authorities at her home at night in May and remains in prison. Another lawyer who publicly denounced her detention was himself arrested soon after. Now, the group's director, Noah Bullock, has confirmed that Cristosal has gone into exile, relocating to neighboring Guatemala.
BBC News. The US Health Department says it will give immigration officials access to the personal data of 79 million people enrolled with Medicaid, the government program that provides health insurance to people with limited resources. The move is the latest escalation in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Britain's longest-serving female MP, Diane Abbott, has been suspended from the governing Labour Party for a second time because of comments about racism. 2 years ago, Ms. Abbott had said that Jewish, Irish and traveller people didn't experience the same type of racism as black people because the latter was about skin colour. She was suspended but apologised and was reinstated. But in a new BBC interview, she said she stood by her comments. Board members of Facebook's parent company Meta have agreed to settle a lawsuit brought by shareholders who accuse them of failing to prevent privacy violations, which cost the firm billions of dollars. The details haven't been made public. The Austrian extreme sports pioneer Felix Baumgartner, who became the first person to skydive to break the sound barrier, has died in a paragliding accident in Italy. He was 56. He made headlines in 2012 when, wearing a specially made suit, he jumped from a balloon nearly 40 kilometres above Earth, recording a top speed of more than 1,300 kilometres an hour. He told the BBC about his experience a decade later.
When you know the whole world is watching, I was really worried about my landing. But I nailed it. It was a perfect landing. But at that moment, I still didn't know if I broke the speed of sound because there's no indication in free fall. So that took away my record verification device. They had to plug it in a computer. It took them about 10 minutes until they told me I broke the speed of sound. So I was the happiest person in the world.
BBC News.